Today's share of Mr. Biryani is Simon Taf Kuf Nun Hey, and we are live from the hills of Beit Shemesh, otherwise known as Ramat Beit Shemesh. And we're here with my oldest granddaughter in the background, and Sabas over here, everyone's listening, and Jennifer, who in her home country, there was a volcanic eruption, but everyone in her family is okay. And here we go, Sip Beis, V'yesh Misha Noye Lishkoiv B'leil Tisha B'Av. This is Taf Kuf Nun Hey Sif Beis. V'yesh mi shenayeg lishkoy v'leil tisha b'av muta ala aretz. And those that have a minag that they sleep on the night of tisha b'av on the ground, u'meisim even tachas rosho, and they put a stone under their head. Rama says, v'yesh l'adam l'tztayer b'inyan mishkavo b'leil tisha b'av. A person should, in some fashion, afflict himself. Shem ragil lishkav b'shnei karim. Rama says, you normally sleep with two pillows. Lo yishkav ki im be'echad. You should only sleep with one. V'yesh m'nei adam m'sim an evan tachas mershaseyem. There are those that put a stone under their head. Zecher lema shenemar. As a zecher, what it says, v'yikach me'avnei amakom by Yaakov Avinu. Shera ha'chorban. He saw the chorban. Miyu u'barais she'enan yichoyen letzdayer. Pregnant women who can't go ahead and afflict themselves like that. They're not obligated in such things. And a person should try to minimize his, you know, we'll call it his mikvodo, honoring himself. But it means like doing things that are taking care of your gashmius, mehanasai, on Tisha B'Av, all. Because you're not going ahead and living it up on Tisha B'Av. That's not the Mahalach. Sif katon vav. Muta al haaretz. Lying on the ground. V'adam chalush. Ein sarach la'achmir b'zeh. Someone who's of weak nature. Doesn't have to be machmir by sleeping on the floor. Yishen alamita. And he should sleep on a bed. Similar to, as we saw, sif katon zayin. By an ubrais. Miu ubrais. Huadin ga adam chalush, as we just said, same thing with any person who's weak in nature. Like I said before, in the previous sifkatan ches mikvaydai v'hanasai aser la'ashen situn shekayrin reicharin afilu ba'arba somos. So he says here that it's aser to go ahead and to smoke tobacco. That's called reicharin, otherwise known as smoking cigars, cigarettes, pipes, and I assume kal v'chomer, the other stuff as well. Doesn't say it befeirish, but I would assume it's the same inyan. Shemisha ama'ashen b'tisha, it says b'chol shekein b'tisha b'av on all the yitzamos, and for sure on Tisha B'Av. V'hichmir ba'od, and they're very machmir regarding this. At shekasav, till it was written, shemishim ashein b'tisha b'av haya l'ndaisai. Okay, he said that someone who smokes on Tisha B'Av, it's worthy of putting him in cherem, excommunicating him. V'yesh me'achronim shemekilin, and there are those that are mekel, yalkein. Mishadoch, this is before, obviously, the cancer warning. Okay, this is the time of the Chafetz Chaim. V'alkein mi shedachuk lo shemurgal bo v'yoyser. Therefore, someone who's a shtickel addicted, yesh lahakel achachatzos, right? I remember this. There used to be people in the old country, when I used to live in the old country, in East Flatbush, growing up in the 70s. People wouldn't smoke in the morning, and they go take a quick cigarette right after mincha, right after chatzos. But he says, still, if you're doing it, it should be not like, okay, mincha, let's go take a smoke out in public. Rather, he says, yesh lahakel acha chatzos b'tzina b'toch beso. If you're going to smoke, you should do it b'toch beso. And again, this is all before all the medical knowledge that it's also to smoke regardless. The kain kasav shari tshuva, siman taf kuf nun tes, sif dalet. We now have to siman taf kuf Nun Vav. Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Yom Rishon. Hey, that's us. Tisha B'Av that falls out on a Sunday, on a Moshe Shabbos. We're going to see in this siman, the issue, obviously, that is most pressing is the issue of Havdalah. So let's see. Leil Tisha B'Av shechal be'echad b'Shabbos. Leil Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos, the first day of the week, Sunday. Kesheroeh haner. So when you see the ner, so you say Omer Borei Me'oreish. So you say the bracha of Borei Me'oreish on fire, but ain't the varach al b'samin. You don't make the bracha on the b'samin Motzei Shabbos. Uvelele Motzei Tisha B'Av, and then after Tisha B'Av and Motzei Tisha B'Av Sunday night, then you mavdil al hakos. Then you do Abdullah on the coast. The ain't no. Vivarech lo ala ner, you don't make any bracha ala ner, below ala b'samim, nor on the b'samim. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Aleph, Kisharoa haner, v'zeh ein ton kos. In other words, there's no kos that is necessary to make the bracha borei me'oreya esh. You make the bracha on the esh independent of any kos. V'ein b'zeh mishum tanug, kemo sheyesh b'samim. And there's no tanug like you have by b'samim. B'samim, there's a tanug aspect to it, so therefore you do not do the borei minei b'samim on Motzei Shabbos. But there's no issue of tanug, of enjoyment, of being nene in the bodily sense. Okay, even if you are one of those guys who get excited over fire and get all juiced when they see a good fire, you moshava guys. So it's still not the hanoah that is problematic at all on Motzei Shabbos, the borei me'oreya esh and seeing the fire, and therefore you barech ala or, you make the bracha ala or borei me'oreya esh, kodem shekayin eicha, you do that before eicha, the be'eicha ksiv b'mach shakim ho shiveni, right? The yalkein yivarech tchila al ha ma'or, and therefore since the bracha in eicha says that b'choshech, right, b'mach shakim ho shiveni. So therefore, we do not go ahead and put on lights and light things up on Tisha B'Av. As you know, we dim the lights on Tisha B'Av, okay? And therefore, it's not appropriate to go ahead and put on light and fire and say the Borei Me'oreya Esh on the fire after Eicha. We do it right away before. And he goes on, Mr. Brewer now, and he says, "Begam shiyena achar kach me'oro kishakoyren." Eicha, right? He says, "Gam sheyehena achar kach mi'oira." It's more important to go ahead and make the bracha, but in order to get hana from the or when you are reading eicha. V'mshachach levarech. What happens if he goes ahead afterwards and he makes he forgets to make the bracha and he already lays the megillah of eicha? So yivarech achar kach b'layla. He still has to go ahead and make the bracha on the eish kevan she'achiyuv adayin alav. In other words, it's appropriate not to do it after eicha, but before. But if he forgot, then he still will do it later because you have a chiyuv biter sifkaton bais uvelel motzei tisha b'av mavdil al ha kos sifkaton bais uvelel tisha b'av mavdil b'tfila. So you do abdallah on the night, okay, of tisha b'av. Meaning on Motzei Shabbos in the tefillah, the afal pisha ain yachol lahavdi azal hakos. In other words, on Motzei Shabbos, you're still going to say atachon and tanu in tefillah, even though you're not going to be saying havdala al hakos imta az below hivdil betefillah. What happens if he butchers it and he doesn't say atachon and tanu in Shmona Esrei? Ain sarach lasi, he doesn't have to go back. Kevan sheyabdil al hakos, since he's going to be make havdala al hakos on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Motzei Tisha B'Av. Vanoshim she'ain in yedois lesvalel, women who don't know how to daven. And they didn't say Abdullah and Motzei Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei. Tzarech kolish lazirin shebiyom atanis lo yasu eish levashel tzarech halayla ad sheyomer v'madi b'kol shachol. So men should go ahead and remind women not to go ahead and do any malacha until they say Baruch Hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Since there's no Abdullah and pashtus, they're not davening Ma'ariv the women. So it's very easy for them to make a toast and do malacha before they say Baruch Hamavdil B'Kol HaShachol. Men have less of an issue because they basically said it in their Shmoneh Esrei. Obviously, if a man forgets to say Atachon and Tanu, he has to go ahead and say Baruch Hamavdil also before he does any malacha. Sifkat and Gimel, he's Mavdil Al Ha Kos on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Ve'ein Sarach Lavdil B'Tfilah. He doesn't make any Abdullah in Shmoneh Esrei on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Kevin Shehivdil Me'etmo. Because he made Abdullah the night before. And even if he forgot the night before, lahavdil to make Abdullah bitfila in Shmoneh Esrei. Gam kainira de ain sarach ata lahavdil bitfila. It also appears to him that he would not go ahead and say atachon antanu in the Shmoneh Esrei on Tisha B'Av, on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Meaning if he forgets atachon antanu in Shmoneh Esrei on Motzei Shabbos on Erev Tisha B'Av, he would not, even though he's only making Abdullah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, he would not repeat atachon antanu in the Ma'ariv or say atachon antanu in the Ma'ariv on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Shekvar chalaf shaisa had already passed the ability to say atachon antanu. The sagi masha yavdil atza al hakos, and it's enough now to make Abdullah al hakos. Isa b'maharil kishe hishchich. He says he finds in the Maharal that when it gets dark, beirach borei pri hagafen the Abdullah imkain mashma she mutter lahavdil al yayin. So he says the fact that in the Maharal it says that on Motzei Tisha B'Av he made the bracha of borei pri hagafen with the Abdullah. So it seems apparent that on Motzei Tisha B'Av they used wine. Umashma. Okay, shemutter l'shtais ba'atzmo, and it sounds like he would be able to drink the wine by himself. Ve'ein sarach litein latinok, and not have to go ahead and give it to a child, even though that's what we, you know, try to do on right Motzei Shabbos of either Shabbos or of the 9 days or Shavuot Shechalba. Sifkatan dalid ve'eino mevarech lo al haner, and also you don't make the bracha on the ner on Motzei Tisha B'Av, afilu lo berach al haner b'Motzei Shabbos. Even if he forgot to make the bracha abore nereish on Motzei Shabbos, he would not go ahead and make it on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Dein the bracha al haner ella b'Motzei Shabbos is man shenivra. Okay, the bracha on the ner is made on Motzei Shabbos because that's when it was nivra. That's when Motzei Shabbos the fire was created in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Sif katan hey velo al ha b'samim. And also, you don't make the bracha on Motzei Tisha B'Av on Samim. The Mishum Nefesh Yisera he gam kein the Ma'aseh Shabbos dafka, because the idea of the Samim is due to the Nefesh Yisera that leaves on Motzei Shabbos. Ubidulael, like we saw in Siman Reish Sadi Tes Sif Hey Siv Siman Tafkuf Nun Zayin Lomar Nachem Va'Anenu B'Tisha B'Av. Say Nachem and Anenu in Tisha B'Av. Aleph B'Tisha B'Av Oimer B'Boynei Yerushalayim. In Tisha B'Av, we say in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, Nachem Hashem Elekeinu Es Avelei Tzion. We add that tefillah of Nachem, and we say as well, Va'anenu in Shomea Tefillah, Bim Lo Amar Lo Zeh, Velo Zeh, Ein Machzirin Oso. So, and if he didn't say either of them in his Shmoneh Esrei, he does not repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. When do we say Nachem? So comes the Ramah and he says, "V'aminag poshut she'ein omrim Nachem rak b'tfilas mincha shetish above." The minag is only to say Nachem in mincha and tish above. L'fisha az hitzisu b'migdash eish l'chein mispalim az al nechama. That's when the fire hit the migdash, and that's when the nechama takes effect, because Hashem, as we know, and took out His wrath on the Eitzim Bavonim, not on us. I mean, there was obviously destruction of Klal Yisrael as well, but not a total destruction. Misha achal b'tisha b'av, someone who eats on tisha b'av, yoimer nachem b'brichas hamazon. If for whatever reason you eat on tisha b'av, because you have to eat on tisha b'av, nachem is said in the bracha of, okay, it is said in b'brichas hamazon, right? As we'll see, pashtus in the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, sif katan aleph b'tisha b'av yoimer. So he says, mistimas ha-mechaber, mashma d'daitu sh'yoimu b'chol ha-tfilos. From mechaber, it sounds like you say nachem and anenu in all tfilos. And that's the minog Yerushalayim. Aval b'medina seinu, haminog kemo shekasav harama. However, in our medinos, he says that is the minog is like the is stated in the Rama. I don't, you know, we follow here RBS minog Yerushalayim anyway, but we don't say Nachem either. I wonder if the real Yerushalmim do. You can check it out. The average Yerushalmi, I don't think, says Nachem in Shachris. We move weiter. Sif katam bais b'bonei Yerushalayim. L'fi shehi me'inyana, we say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim, because that's the inyan of Nachem, that Hashem's going to, right? It's Nechama, and the Mitzvah Hashem will have the Beis HaMikdash again. B'mshachach oimer ba'avoida d'haynu kodem sechazena. If you forget to say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim, you could say it when you say Anenu in Ritzei before sechazena. Ve'ein sarach lachdom b'baruch v'nachem tzion, and you don't have a separate chasima of Menachem tzion like you have by Bonei Yerushalayim, but rather you'll end off, until the end of the bracha, the normal bracha of the Sechazeda Nena Hamachazir Shechina Soy Tzion Sif Katan Gimel Vaneinu Shomei Tfila. He says Aneinu and Shomei Tfila. Hainu Liyachid. That's talking about the Yachid. Aval Shliat Tzibur Omer Bracha B'Fnei Atzma. But the Shliat Tzibur, as you know, says their own bracha of Aneinu B'Chasima with its own Chasima between Ben Goel Rofe, between the brachas of Goel and Rofe. Vinei Liyachid Das Hamachaber B'Simen Tav Kuf Samich Hey. That the Yachid, as you know, the Mechaber says that on all the Tzomos, you say Aneinu in Shomei HaTfilah. Aval Das HaRamasham, Deina Yachid Omer, and the Ramah is that you not say Aneinu in all the Shmona Esreis, but only at Mincha in Shomei HaTfilah. William Shliat Tzibur, Das Rov HaPoskim, and Shliat Tzibur says that the opinion of most of the Poskim is the Af B'Tishabav Yoimrena B'Shachris Bein Goel LeRofei. Most poskim say that the Shliat Tzibur says it is a separate paragraph, the Aneinu, between Goel and Rofe, like on all the other Tanisim, as well, right in Shachris on Tisha B'Av. Sif Katan, valid, ein machzirin oso. Person does not go back if he forgot Nachem and Aneinu. Ki bayamim she'ein bahem korban musaf. Because on days that there's no korban musaf, im tov lo amar me'ein ha'ma'ora, ein machzirin oso. The person makes a mistake, and he doesn't say the tefillah that pertains to the day in the particular addition to the tefillah that pertains to the day, you don't go back. So you know, you go back for Yalav Yavo, you go back for, right, Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, in Shmoneh Esrei, you go back for Yalav Yavo for all the Yom Tovim as well, but not for Aneinu and for Nachem. We move Vayter, Sif Katan, Hey, Birchas HaMazon, a person should say Nachem if he's eating on Tisha B'Av, the Venei Yushalayim. And even though in Shmona Esrei the minhag is only to say it in mincha, we call makom birchas hamazon to leka minhag. By birchas hamazon, there's no real minhag because you're not supposed to really be eating except if you're in that situation that you have to. So then yesh laomro, whether you're eating in the morning, whether you're eating in the afternoon. Ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem eza achronim she mefakfakim al psak kzeh. The shari tshuva says not so simple. V'chein b'ber agra mashma she daito note shelo lomar. Their opinion is you do not say Nachem at all in Berchas HaMazon, ki lo kavu rak b'tfila, because it was not established in tfila, umil l'kulei alma im lo omru. However, according to everyone, if you don't say Nachem in benching, ein machzirin oso, you don't go back and bench again. Ad kan v'lo yoiser. Have a great day.